Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, November 17th. The firmer tone overnight continued into a very strong tone during the day trade. We had December corn finish up 6.5 cents at 343. That's down 0.5 cent on the week. Rumors came out during the day and overnight regarding China, possibility that they may have bought 5 to 10 cargoes of corn. These some of the sales to unknown announced by the USDA, and also a possibility that China may have bought 12 to 18 cargoes of ethanol. So this was enough to get the market moving higher, maybe scare in some of the weaker shorts there. Commitment of traders released this afternoon showing that as of Tuesday, the funds were indeed short a record 230,000 contracts, probably added some to that during the day, and covered 10 to 20,000 contracts of that this afternoon. Informer released some estimates this week. They guess that the corn acreage will be up by about 1 million acres from last year's 90.4 million. Taking a look at wheat, December finished up 5.75 cents at 427.25. That's down 4.25 on the week. Kansas City, December, up a nickel at 422. Minneapolis, December, up a nickel as well, 635.25. Funds are still short about 120,000 contracts of wheat. Maybe some buying of those shorts covering in sympathy with the rally in the corn. We'll have to see if this continues on Monday, if there's any sort of follow-through, or if this was just a pre-weekend short-covering rally. It's getting a little bit wet in Australia, possibly affecting the quality of their wheat there. Informa also released their estimates for wheat acreage, down an additional 770,000 acres from last year's 100-year low acreage in the wheat. And Egypt bought 240,000 tons of Russian allegedly ergo-free wheat with the new zero-tolerance policy. So again, this kind of highlighting that the U.S. is really still not a part of the international trade equation right now. Moving to the beans, we had January finish up 18.5 cents at 990.5. That's up 3.5 cents on the week. The Informa numbers released showed bean acreage could be down 600,000 acres from last year. Weather in South America affecting the beans a bit. We had over the next week to 10 days is looking drier in Argentina, although cooler. We'll have to keep an eye on that. And then parts of Brazil, the north is looking a bit dry, and further south, they have been getting good rain coverage. Again, this is something we need to keep an eye on moving forward. Also stimulating some buying in the beans as the market traded higher. We moved through the 100-day moving average coming in at about 979.5, and then above the 200-day moving average coming in at 82.5, and this spurred an aggressive round of fund buying as they possibly reloaded the long position. They had sold about half of that since the report, and now maybe back up to 30 or 40,000 contracts. So again, we will have to see if there is any kind of follow-through on these numbers going into next week, the shortened Thanksgiving holiday week. And outside markets were also showing some support for the grains. We had the dollar down 24 points at 93.61. Crude oil up $1.48 a bushel at 56.62. A stock market finished the day down about 100 points there at 23,358, and we had gold finish the day up $16.30 an ounce at $1,294.50 an ounce. That is all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.